Today, we will have lesson number 22 in our study of Mishnayos Terumos. Today, we will be learning Terumos Mishnaya Perek Chamishi, Perek 5, and Mishnayos 4 and 5, Arba V'Chomesh, Dalet V'He, lesson 22. We begin with Mishnah Dalet. Remember, we've laid out the rule here that if, in the simplest of all cases, a saw, a measure of truma tahora, falls into a mixture where the chulin in the mixture are 100 to 1, so you have one saw of truma tahora, which becomes mixed together with 100 saw of chulin, so the truma tahora becomes botel with the proportion of 100 to 1. Now he has 101 sa'a. What he must do is remove from that mixture, from those 101, one sa'a, which he gives to the Kohen. Now, in this instance, coming up in Mishnah Dalet, we have not truma tahora falling into chulin, or truma tameya falling into chulin, which we already studied in Mishnah Beis, but rather a saw of truma tameya, which falls into 100 saw of truma tahora. So a zor, a non-kohen, he can't touch any of this stuff, because even though it's 100 truma tahora to 1 truma tameya, he can't have truma tahora. He's a zor, a non-kohen. However, the question is, do we say that the truma tameya becomes botel in the 100 saw of truma tahora? And now the Kohen has 101 saw of truma tahora. It's botel. Beishamai Yosrim. Beishamai says no. It is not botel. As we will see, Beishamai holds that the principle of bitul 100 to 1 only applies when the mevatel, when the 100 are 100 of chulin, but not when the 100 are 100 of truma tahora. Uveis Hillel matirin. Uveis Hillel, almost always the lenient of the two, more lenient of the two, he says, no, it's mutter. Just like we say, truma is botel in 100 of chulin, so too, truma temeya is botel in 100 of chulin of truma tahora. Omru veis Hillel veis Shama. Veis Hillel says to veis Shama, look, I'll prove to you that I'm right. If you have truma tahora, it's asur to a zor, to a non-kohen. Utameya asur el akohanim. And truma tameya is asur to be eaten by a kohen. Ma tahora olo. Just like the truma tahora becomes botel in the 100 chulin, and now becomes mutor for a zor, af temeyo ta'ale, so too truma tameya should become botel in 100 of truma tahora, and all of it should be mutor for the kohen. This is Beis Hillel's position. Omru lahem Beishamai. Beishamai objects and says, no, lo. Im he'elu ha'chulin ha'kalin. Here we have an interesting sevora. Beishamai holds here that the Dovar HaMevatel, the nature of the 100 that are served to be Mevatel, the one, the nature of that 100 has the power of being Mevatel only if it is Chulin, if it is Heter Gamur, if it's absolutely permissible stuff. Im He'elu HaChulin HaKalin. So something which is absolutely permissible and therefore very lenient, Chulin. Hamutorim lizorim, chulin is mutter even for non-kohen. So that can be mevatel es hatahora. That can be mevatel with its power of leniency, of heter. It can be mevatel 100 to 1 truma tahora. But are you going to say then, asks Beis Shammai, ta'aleh truma hachamura? But you're saying here that you want the dovar hamevatel to be the truma tahora. Truma tahora does not have the power to be mevatel, because it itself is chamur. It itself is very strict. It's not heter. It's not stuff which is absolutely mutor. Ha'asur al-azorim. A non-kohen can't eat this truma tahora, these 100 saw of truma tahora. So can you then say that the truma chamura could be mevatel es ha-temeya, This is the objection of Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel. And they notice the implicit svara here, which the Mefarshim explain, is that Beis Shammai says that something can serve to be mevatel something else only if the dover ha-mevatel is heter, is mutor, chulin, but not if the dover ha-mevatel is itself a kind of isur. Interestingly enough, as we will now see, and the Yerushalmi tells the rest of the story, Beis Shammai, after a while, admitted that Beis Hillel was right. And they gave in. They yielded to Beis Hillel. Why did they yield? Now Amisha doesn't say why they yielded, why they surrendered, why they gave up, why they changed their minds. But the Yerushalmi says, because Beis Hillel countered the argument that we just had and said quite the contrary. If Truma Tahora, falling into Chulin, becomes Mutor, and Truma Tahora to Azor is an Isor, Avon Misa, it's the penalty of death comes to a Zor if he eats Truma Tahora. And nevertheless, if it's mixed in 100 of Chulin, it is Botel and the Zor can eat it, even though there once was an Isur Misa, an Isur of the penalty of death here. So certainly in this case, there's no Isur Misa for our Kohen to eat Truma Tameya. There's only an Isur Asay. There's only a positive command. So therefore, certainly it should become botel. If Truma Tahora, which carries such a very strong punishment if it is eaten by a Zor, nevertheless becomes botel and mutar for the Zor to eat, so certainly Truma Tumeya, which only carries the injunction of a mitzvah saseh, if the Kohen does eat it, certainly that becomes botel. So therefore, Liacha Shehodu, after the Shammai agreed that Beis Hillel was right, so now we have the situation of one saw of Truma Tumeya fell into 100 saw of Truma Tahora, and the Truma Tumeya is now Botel. So the Kohen can eat 100 of those 101, and one he has to treat, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that one that is, he has to remove it from the mixture and treat that as Truma Tumeya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Teirom v'sei Soreif. He has to remove one saw from the 101 and treat it as if it was Truma Tumeya because of the principle which we learned earlier. Rabbi Eliezer's principle back in Mishnah Beis. Saw she'nafla, he saw she'olsa. That when he removes from the 101 one saw, that one saw which he removes has to be considered as if that's the one that fell in. The one that fell in was Truma Tumeya. Truma Tumeya has to be burned. The Chachamim omrim of do b'miyuto. The Chachamim say no. The Truma Tumeya has now lost. It's gone. It's nullified. It's overwhelmed by the 100, and therefore the Kohen could just take it, all 101, and eat it. He doesn't even have to remove one from the 101 because it's all to be considered Truma Tahora. The halacha, by the way, is like the Chachamim. But now, continuing with our lesson number 22, Mishnah Hay. Now, Mishnah Hay, we have to understand the nature of the entire halacha here, which I've been explaining to you as carefully as I can and repeatedly. If the one saw of Truma Tahora falls into 100 saw of Chulin, so the 100 saw of Chulin are Mevatel, the one saw of Truma Tahora. So what does the Yisrael do, the Zor? He now has 101 saw on his hands. He has to remove one and give it to the Kohen. And the Kohen, interestingly enough, has to treat that saw as if it was Truma Tahora. As if it was Truma Tahora. Why do we do this? Mefarshim explain. Because we don't want the Yisrael, the Zor, the farmer in this case, to ever consider, you know, why should I bother giving this saw to the Kohen? It's not really Truma anyway. Really, it's all Botel. It's just a chumra that these rabbis invented for me to give his saw to the Kohen. And after all, the Kohen's not even treating it as Truma Tahora. So it's just chulin, I'll keep it. Which will be an inyan of Gezel Kohen. You'll be stealing something from the Kohen. The Kohen's losing, besides the sanctity of the Truma, he's losing the price of a bushel of wheat or whatever. So therefore, the Chachamim umetaken, Gzeras Chachamim, that the one soul which is now removed by the Zohar from the 101 and given to the Kohen must treat it as if it were Truma Tahora Gemura. Now comes this Mishnah. Here's the situation. A saw of Truma Tahora fell into 100 saw of Chulin. So it became Botel. Now the Zohar, the Kohen, the farmer, removed one saw. He gave it to the Kohen. Kohen has that one saw, which he's treating as if, I stress, as if it were Truma Tahora, but it really is not. The odds are that it's not. And now this saw in the hands of the Kohen falls into another mixture. Do you require 100 and what? Do you require the proportion of 100 to 1 or not? So Rabbi Eliezer says, and we could predict this. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer laid down the principle, the chumra, of so shenofla he so she also. So now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, when the saw was removed from the first mixture and given to the Kohen, that saw is not as if it was Truma Tahora. It is Truma, because we assume Lechumra saw Shenofla, he saw Sha also. So therefore, if that saw now falls into another mixture, you have to have 101 to be Mevatalit. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Midama'as, Kisrumo Vadai. It has to be treated like Truma Vadai. And if you don't have 100 against this saw now in the hands of the Kohen treated as Truma, it's Meduma. Why is it Meduma? Because it is Truma Vadai. We say saw Shanofli, saw Shalsa. However, the Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say no. Remember, the Chachamim don't agree to this principle of saw Shanofli, saw Shalsa. So when the Yisrael removed one saw from the 101, that saw which he removed is not 100% Truma. We treat it as if it were Truma. But really, what is it? It's a sample of one of 101. So we can assume that in that sample, there is one 100th which is Truma. No, if there's one 100th which is Truma, you don't need 101 against it, because you have one 100th in the saw which you removed. Right there you have 100 to 1, or almost 101. Work out the arithmetic. And a little bit more of chulin will be mevatelit. So therefore, Chachamim Omrim Eino Midamas El Lefi Cheshbon. Now here, we have various Mefarshim who explain this in different ways. One of my favorite Mefarshim, going back to my years of studying Mishnayos with my dear Zedol Ova Sholom, was the commentary Tiferes Yisroel on the Mishnah. The Tiferes Yisroel tries to give Pirushim, which are simple and clear. He's a tremendous Balmazbir, a tremendously clear thinker and writer. And he explained this as follows, that what we do here is that when this saw now falls into a mixture for the second time, what we require, we do not require anything of the Taruvos Shnia, of the second Taruvos, except a removal of 1/100th of a saw. You don't have to remove a full saw from the second mixture, because once you don't say Rabbi Eliezer's rule of saw shenofla saw shalsa, so then when the saw that the Zohar gave to the Kohen is not a saw of Truma. He has to treat it as if it were Truma, but it's really only a saw of 1/100th of which is Truma. And 1/100th of which is all that has to be taken out of the second Taruvos. So the second Taruvos, all that has to be removed from it, is 1/100th of a saw, because it's already botel in the saw itself. Others disagree with this commentary, but I shared with you the Tiferes Yisroel. So we see here how, and we'll see again tomorrow, Mitz Hashem, how this machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomim has all sorts of implications. And the Chachomim take the view that we can't say saw shenofla saw shalsa. That's going against the odds. If one thing falls into 100 all mixed together and you pull out one, the odds are you're not going to pull out the same one that fell in. However, Rabbi Eliezer says you do, l'chumra. The Chachomim say, no, you don't. If whatever you take out is not really all truma. It's partly truma, maybe 1/100th truma. That's all you have to consider. Maybe it's 1/100th truma, because after all, it's 1 to 100. And therefore, this has consequences for all the scenarios that we've been studying, and in Yetz Hashem, for the scenario we will study tomorrow. And so we have completed lesson number 22.